Hi, everyone. This is Mambo Sandy. And today we're going to get into a hot topic that's rarely discussed. It's very rarely discussed. But we're going to talk about it. But before we jump into that, I want to give honor and respect to my spirits and Papa Hector, who is my teacher, my godfather. You can find him on Facebook. You can find him on TikTok. You can find him on Instagram, Twitter. You can find him. So let's jump into today's topic. Being a spiritual worker has a lot of trials and tribulations alone, on its own. Okay? And Papa Hector has spoken many times on his podcast. Many times he has also spoken on his lives about being a spiritual worker. Okay, it can be trying. Okay, it can be trying in many different ways, especially if you are in a relationship. Okay, because we really can't control what people do. All right. And I know there's people out there, oh, you can do wangas and you can do, yeah, you can, but you're going to get tired of that shit too. Okay. And after a while, shit might not work. Depending on how much of a cheater, how much of an asshole the person is. See, that's what they don't tell you. Okay. And the thing is, when you are a spiritual worker, and you are connected to your spirits, and you have abilities that you have trained, and you are really connected to the universe and your spirits, baby, they're going to show you. Okay? They are going to show you. Most of the time, they are going to show you. Either you may feel it. They may send you a dream. You may start feeling weird. You may start feeling funny. Okay. Somehow they're going to let you know. All right. And this is something, once again, we don't talk about as spiritual workers, and we need to be a little more transparent. I'm not saying we need to tell all our business, but hell, I'm at an age right now. I don't want other spiritual workers to suffer, okay, when they can get a heads up, all right? And once again, as Papa has stated, in order to get wisdom on something, you got to go through some shit. And I done been through some shit, okay? So they will let you know. They may even give you a vision, a descript vision of this person. These spirits, honey, they will show you. They will show you what's going on. Now, here comes the hard part. The hard part is many times people only feel, even your partner, okay, that your spiritual gifts only work when they want them to, when they need help. Okay. Same thing can be said for clients. How many of you out there that are spiritual workers have been working with a client and they're like, oh, when you catch them out there, oh, how did you know that? That's why you're coming to me, because you're figuring that I can see these things. Now, do we see everything? No. But we can see what we need to see, that the spirit feels that it's necessary for us to see. So I'm going to give you a story. Okay. I have a couple actually, but when I first got on this journey and I had met Papa Hector and he was clearing me up and everything and, you know, doing his thing. Okay. I was involved in a relationship and I started feeling a little weird. I knew we were having problems, but I started feeling just a little weird, depressed, all kind of stuff was going on. And that was the Spirit's way of showing me something was going on, but I was still new. I was still fresh. I was still, you know, figuring things out. All right. But that's actually the second time. The first time I was sitting with the person, and this person, you know, they could read cards a little bit too, just, you know, a little bit. And I'm sitting with them, and I forgot exactly what I was doing. I think I was doing a reading about something going on with myself, you know. And what came down was all the cards that relate to cheating. And I know I'm not a cheater, okay? Because being a cheater to me, just lead a relationship, okay? You know, I don't know how someone's mental state may be, okay? And I've seen what has happened to cheaters, okay? Now, here's how I also look at it too. I'm starting to look at it. Like I said, you gain wisdom. Sometimes we don't want to leave a person. I say, get your lick back. And they can't get mad. That's just me. Okay. And like I said, you get wisdom. So I wasn't a cheater. And that person, see, the thing is, when you look back at things, they say that things are 20/20. Right away, that person jumped and was like, oh, I would never do that to you. I love you so much. I would never do that to you. Now, here was my mistake. I believed them. Like I said, I was still fresh. I was still new to this. Okay. And it's not really an excuse, but my heart was doing the thinking for me. Okay. More so my mind. I guess both. But the thing is, I believed that person, and that person betrayed me in the worst possible way. Okay. They betrayed me in the worst possible way. And if it wasn't for the training that Papa Hector has given me, I would not be sitting here giving you this podcast, because I probably would be under the jail. And I don't care. I don't care how you may think about that. Okay. Because the situation is that people play in people's faces too much. They really do play in people's faces too much. And we are expected to always take the high road, especially if you're a spiritual worker. You're always expected to take the high road. All right. Now, it took Papa Hector to tell me, you know, just in general, you don't have to raise your hand many times. If you're connected to your spirits the way they are, way you should be, you really don't have to raise your hand. Many times you don't have to raise your hand at all. Okay. So that being said, many times they may show you in a dream who the person is. Sometimes they might even let you see the person standing behind them. Sometimes they might walk past you, and I'm quite sure, you know, I'm going to say I'm speaking from a woman here, okay, from my point of view, I'm like, why does this person smell weird? Okay, yeah, and the person, they bathed and all that stuff like that, but this is the way the spirits can get your attention, okay, just like how you can just out of the blue smell cigar smoke. When the spirits want your attention, or a perfume or whatever, they can do that. All right. Sometimes they may even show you. the person is like, oh yeah, I'm going now. I'm going to go hang out with my friends or whatever. And whatever the case may be. And all of a sudden, you get a vision. Hell, I've even had them, and I didn't even know. This was before I met Papa Hector. Okay. Like Papa say, your spirits have always been there with you. It's just that you got to elevate them and work with them. There was a time that I was minding my business and I walked up on the people. It was not my intention. I was out going to have fun with my friends. Okay. And the way the spirits work, boom, ran into him and that person. Okay. So these are the things that can happen as a spiritual worker. Okay. They will, many times these people will lie to you, or you might start to see things that they start to do and the spirit starts showing you. And sometimes the spirits will remove you or remove them. Okay. So it can be hard. It can be trying, you know, to have a relationship. I even know a mambo. Okay. I know a mambo that for whatever reason, when she would start helping people, getting ready to do things, her husband would start to act crazy. He would start to want to go out here and play in the streets while she's out of the country doing stuff to help people. And that's the other thing too. Sometimes when you're in a relationship and you're not clear, okay, and you definitely need to reach out to Papa about this, Papa Hector about this, their couses and your couses can have a darn field day, okay? Because the thing is, you're helping people. If you're helping people, if you're not clear and you don't have your stuff together, you can have a hard time. Because why? You're helping people to get out of crap. This is why it's important to have your spiritual protections, why it's important to be right with your spirits. If you have a godparent, check in with your godparent. And to avoid a lot of shit, and I'm going to call it my mistake, okay? And Papa walked with me on this, and that's why, you know, this man, he could have told me to go away so long time ago. He could have been like, please, I can't with you. So get a reading with your godparent. If Papa is your godparent, before you get into a relationship, get a reading with him. I'm telling you this, get a reading with him. Because a lot of times when you try to read yourself, those cards will fall down the way you want, especially if you like that person. Okay. The cards will fall down the way you're making them trying to fall down. Unless you're like, you have some type of clarity. Like I said earlier, the spirit showed me that person was going to cheat on me. Okay. I cared about the person, but you know, Papa had started training me on certain things to do. So I was able to see the truth. And even though they showed me the truth, I paid. Okay. I paid a price with my emotions and my heart. And it could have landed me in jail. Okay. But like I said, luckily, Papa was there for me and he guided me through the situation. So this is why it's important, you know, to check in with your godparent before you get into a relationship. I know we're all grown. I know I don't have to know. You need to check in with your godparent. If it's Papa, you need to check in with him. Because if you're a spiritual worker and you got people counting on you, you don't have time to be sitting here boo-hooing and crying. Okay, you don't. You got events to attend, spiritual parties to attend and things like that. You don't want to be sitting there looking silly, okay? Because your heart, and I can tell you, you don't want to do that, all right? Because some of us just don't have the poker face to deal with the situations, okay? When you're dealing with something of the heart, you're at the party, and right now what could be on your mind is that person that you love is out there doing something at that moment, at that time, okay? And the people around you, they have their own problems. They have their things that's going on, as Papa say, the hospital, okay? Or it could be any event, all right? And now you're sitting there with a sour face and you're upset and you might, you know, feel some kind of way. And I'm gonna tell you, let me tell you this part too. Also, what happens when you're going through shit as a spiritual worker in a relationship, it can start to affect how you may feel about your spirits as well too. How could you let this happen? I'm not gonna lie and say that I never said that. I did at one point. I'm like, I don't understand. Why are you allowing them to do this? How come? What did I do wrong? Blah, 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 la, la, la. Let me tell you, you can go through a serious crisis, okay? You can. And I had to, with the help of Papa, shake myself together. I had to get myself together. I had to be like, wait a minute. This right here is not even me. Okay? So the thing is that when it comes to these relationships, as a spiritual worker, you really have to be ready for the ups and the downs that can come with being a spiritual worker and being in a relationship. Hell, arguments. Before there's, Papa has spoken on this. You know, you're going to help people. And once again, those lower entities, if you're not all the way clear, they will start crap, okay? They will start crap because they don't want you to help people. So somehow you have to start putting up boundaries, putting down boundaries like, look, I'm not going to argue with you before this. I'm guilty of it, okay? I'm guilty of getting lured into an argument before an event, okay? It's a lesson. It's wisdom. That's how you know, if you want wisdom and you want knowledge, okay, you got to go through some shit. You can't just be sitting here and being scared, all right? You can't. So I really want you to understand that before you get into a relationship, really think about it. You know, getting that consultation from Papa, okay, or your godparent, it can save you a lot of heartache and pain, you know, because that way your godparent or your, you know, can tell you, hey, look, this person is not serious. It's up to you if you want to deal with them. They can give you like a little roadmap, like, well, y'all might have some bumps here and there or this and that. Or no, this person's just here to use you, okay, and to play in your face, okay? You gotta, it's a lot of things. And when you also in a relationship with a person, okay, they might just want to be around you for what you can do for them and really not love you at all, okay? So the thing is, when you are in these relationships and you connect yourself with people in general, all right, you really have to look at the situation as a whole. You have to say, do I want to deal with this? You know, your godparent or mentor can tell you, well, you know, this is just a little bit of playtime for you. You know, like y'all going to just play around and then your person going to come. Okay. So it is important that you really understand the seriousness of being a spiritual worker and being in a relationship. Okay? It really is important because distractions, the spirits, you know, they love us, but they want us to do our job. They want us to progress, and they don't like nonsense. So please feel free to reach out to me. Please feel free to leave comments about this. If you want more of these type of podcasts, which actually I'm going to be posting them because we need to talk about some real shit that be going on, not just wangas and spells and all this other stuff. It's all well and great, but let's talk about the real things that we go through as spiritual workers, okay? Because there's a lot of stuff we deal with that we try to, you know, pretend like none of us hitting us or not hitting us, but people that we love many times are the ones that hurt us the most. All right. Y'all take care and have a good day.